Phoenix Audio presents
Best of the West. Where the Wind Blows Free by Bill Gullick. The Conestoga wagon and 100 other varieties of prairie schooner made early appearance on the western scene. In one brief decade, they carried overland more passengers and goods than all the shipping arriving in the port of San Francisco prior to the Civil War. However, contrary to general supposition, they were not variations of the big, heavy, broad-tired freighters which came into use on the graded surfaces of such highways as the National Road and later on the arid, generally level traces of the Santa Fe and Pike's Peak trails. These were too cumbersome, too punishing to draft stock and drivers for the rivers and grades and gumbo of the highways to the Pacific. The prairie schooner evolved by trial, error, and ingenuity from the settlers' own much lighter and more simply constructed farm wagons. Hardware was reduced to a minimum. Reaches were simplified to make replacement possible with a trailside sapling cut to size. Boxes grew narrower and deeper, higher at front and rear, indeed quite boat-like, and planking came to be fitted in ship style to be watertight against interminable crossings of rivers and streams. The best were virtually indestructible, and many survived to give a generation of service in the Valley of the Willamette and the gulches of the Motherlode. But stout as they were, survival of men and wagons alike rested solely in the hands of the trained captains who guided them, part scout, part judge, part counselor, and often tyrants, independent and arrogant, fighting a hostile land for day wages with total responsibility for as many as 100 wagons and all they contained on their shoulders alone. When the stranger rode into camp, Freda Eklunds was down on her knees before a pan of hot, soapy water washing dishes.